actually, just to your own.
My name's Nicky Ingalls. I'm head of engineering technologies and mathematics at Fife College. We've just had the launch of our new immersive hybrid lab, if you want, our facility at Fife College, opened by Shirley Ann Somerville, the Minister for FEHE and Science. The Minister had a demonstration of the system. She was extremely immersed in the system. The system was extremely interactive. She was at the top 110-metre wind turbine on top of a nacelle. She was walking about. She was doing some practical tasks. She could interact with the trainer, if it was a trainer. We also had a student on the wind turbine who was doing some tasks. And that student is on a wind turbine training course at Fife College, so she's actually seen the benefits of that. We've had the students on that, so they can actually see the benefits of working at height. And then when they go out to a real live turbine, they've built that confidence up, so they can actually work and they're not scared of heights. So there's connotations for putting it into our full-time programmes. There's also potential there for us delivering commercial courses on it with our industry partners. Industry partners or Catapult Energy Skills Partnership and Heriot Watt have jointly developed the system. It's located in Fife College's Rosyth campus. It will hopefully be moved when we move to the new building in 2020. Well, it won't hopefully, it will be moved to the new building. And we see it as advancing technologies and students being immersed. It's not virtual reality, it takes it to another level, where it's actually the students or the persons immersed in the technology and they're actually doing virtual work in as real an environment as you can possibly get.
Okay. And what are the long-term advantages for the college to be involved in this?
The long-term advantages for the college is we could actually do some work-based assessing. Instead of sending work-based assessments out to the site, we could maybe do some work-based assessing there. We could do work-based and assessing remotely. We could also have an instructor at Fife College. If we've got a person on a wind farm, whether they be off the north coast of Scotland or whatever, they could be wearing the goggles and we could actually be directing them to the faults on the turbine. So they could actually be working remotely. So we've actually got the expertise on shore and the person that's offshore, which is costing a lot of money to move offshore. If it's a mechanical fitter and there's an electrical problem, we can have the electrical expertise in the college remotely, and they could be actually telling the individual on the offshore wind side how to fix the problem, which again is saving money for the companies, and it's obviously an effective and efficient use of resources.
Okay, that's great. Is that all right? That's perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.